Now, a jazz moment.
I was lucky enough to be in a place where they're going to have to remember me by Hooker Crook. I miss all them guys, but I still got them all in my head.
NEA jazz master Jimmy Cobb is the last remaining member of the great Miles Davis band that produced Kind of Blue, one of the best-selling albums in jazz history. Cobb remembers that the band recorded almost every tune in just one take, without any rehearsals.
Those guys being the professionals that they were, they nailed it every time. So all you had to do is tell them what you wanted, and they could produce it.
Cobb still refers to the group as they instead of we.
It's almost like I wasn't there. I had such an admiration for all those guys, you know. People ask me, did you know it was anything special happening when that was happening? I just said, no, man. It was just another Miles Davis record that I knew was going to be good because of the clientele. There's no way anybody could tell me 50 years later it's going to be as strong as it was when it first came out. If Miles had known that, he'd ask for a lot of money that day. So would have I. So he would ask for a couple of Ferraris to have them parked outside when I get out of here, please.
This jazz moment with drummer Jimmy Cobb was created by the National Endowment for the Arts.